Blog Talk Radio.
Talk live with Psychics Online now for one-on-one personal readings. Welcome to Stars Psychics, a community of gifted psychic readers offering live psychic readings through our private chat rooms. Want to know about your love life? What about your career and wealth? Hear from loved ones and more. Our network of channelers, tarot card readers, clairvoyants, spiritual advisors, and clairaudience can assist in answering your questions and guide you to a new level of spiritual career. Online psychic readings are a great way to find out answers you've always wanted to know from a psychic in the privacy and comfort of your home. Go to www.starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com. Now click on the new one-on-one button and start talking to a psychic today.
Well, how's everybody like that? That's pretty cool, huh? Yeah, I had Candy put that in. That's one of the ads that was done. Okay, well, tonight, I'm just talking away here. Like I always do, I always talk. Anyways, this is Starscast, also known as Natalie. I own Star Psychics, and I'm a very proud owner because I have wonderful staff, and tonight we're going to be interviewing four of them. The reason how I chose them is all of these people have been in the chat room, supporting the chat room at one time or another, and some people did not want to do it, but we're going to begin, and I think it's going to be fun, and next week we'll start with topics again, so never fear. This is just kind of change it up a little bit and have some fun so that you can get to know the readers and what they do and their tools and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to hand this over to Stars James. Go ahead, James. You can take it away.
Thank you, Natalie. And I'm actually really excited about the show just to have some different insights and just kind of learn a little bit more about some of the talent that we have on psychics on starspsychics.com. My co-host today is Cheyenne, which is Stars Dragon Spirit on the website. So she'll be, we'll both kind of go back and forth asking questions and facilitating the discussion here today. So we're going to get started. We're going to jump right in with Stars Mystical Waters. So let me know when you're on the line, Stars Mystical Waters.
I'm here.
Hey, Stars Mystical Waters. So we're just going to jump right into the questions here. The very first question that we had, that I have for you is, what was your first psychic experience? Like, what was your first spiritual awakening or psychic experience, and when did that happen?
Well, I think I was probably in my early teens. I could feel things, and I could tell when something wasn't right, you know, when somebody was not a good person. I could feel that. Probably 15, 16 years old. Although it didn't really kick in until after I had my child, which was, I was 19 when I had her, and then things started. I started seeing things and hearing things.
Okay. So it was more like in your teens you really just had a natural, almost empathic connection, and you could tell what was going on in people's situations. What do you think, just out of curiosity, what do you think happened when you had your child that kind of created momentum with the psychic energy and the psychic gifting?
As in, what do you mean what happened?
Well,
as
you said,
how
you said
I
that
felt?
You had a child like... Yeah, like what, I mean, I have never had a child, so I'm sure that that's a very profound experience, but for you, personally, what do you think, how do you think that worked as a catalyst, or how do you think that worked, you know, to kind of bring these gifts to the surface?
I think being a mother, you know, you have to have this sixth sense anyway, and it just kicked everything into high gear. Instead of just having the regular mother instincts, my abilities just, they develop more, they open more.
Mm-hmm.
After I had her. It was like, I don't know, I just opened up.
So, and I think there's that mother's intuition, too. I think that... I've heard a lot from a lot of people that's something that really helps people in developing their, especially empathic gifts.
Right.
Yeah. So, Cheyenne, did you have any questions?
Well, I can understand and relate to what she's saying. What I'd like to ask is, once you began waking up, what is it that drew you to this type of work, to this type of industry, so to speak? What propelled you to put it in motion?
My background is Native American, and my grandfather was a healer. And I'm not talking a doctor. I'm talking a spiritual healer.
Shaman.
And he would talk to us about spirits, about spirits of the wolves around our property where he lived. And he told us not to be afraid of them. They were there to help us. They weren't there to hurt us. Mm. So I kind of grew up in that situation, and as I got older, I remembered more things that he taught us growing up, and it just was there.
So
this is where I'm supposed to be now. I did try to. There was a time I backed away from it, and everything just kind of went downhill when I backed away from it. I didn't want to, you know. I don't know what made me back away from it, other than I thought I wasn't normal. And
well, okay, all of us
normal,
think that at some point.
Yeah, normal for me is having my gifts. It took me a while to realize that,
mm-hmm.
and get back into using them.
Mm-hmm.
To helping people.
As it grew and it strengthened, then you start getting a little more confidence, a little more self-esteem with it, and you just kind of figured, well, that was going to end up being your life's work.
Right.
Okay, that's good. That's good. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I had a real good friend who, he coached me, you know, to
mm-hmm.
open up to my gifts. When I first really started in seeing things,
mm-hmm.
he would tell me, think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Use your mind. Open up. It will come to you. And it did.
Mm-hmm.
It took a little work. You know, I had to concentrate. But now it's like breathing, you know. It comes.
It's a second sense, so to speak. James,
so did you? Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No. Go right ahead.
Well, I was just, you know, kind of moving in. So, do you use any tools, or I mean, it sounds like you may not use any tools. I know I do, depending on the type of reading. But what walk us through what it's like to have a reading with Stars Mystical Waters. What is that like?
Usually, I will ask a question, you know, to verify that I'm picking up on what you want me to see. And then I will clarify, like, you know, say you're coming to me in a love reading. You're interested in this guy, and you want to know if he's interested in you. So I'll concentrate, and then I'll pick up on what this guy looks like, and I'll describe him to you, and you verify that with me.
Okay.
And then we go from there, you know. Then I
okay,
get the
so
feelings
really
and the...
Oh, go ahead, hon.
Then I get the feelings and what I'm feeling, I'm hearing, I'm seeing. I do use tools very rarely. I use the tarot card. And that's only if you request it. And if I can't connect, then I'll tell you I'm not connecting. You know, maybe you need to go find somebody else that can connect with you. Right now, I'm not connecting.
Okay, well, let me ask you. How did you hear about Stars, or how were you drawn to Stars? How did you end up finding Stars?
I think it was 11, 12 years ago. I was, Star Psychics was on, Planet Stars was on AOL.
Correct.
And I visited a lot of the reading rooms on AOL, and I met some people in there, you know, in the reading rooms, and I put an application in, and I went to work for Natalie when it was Planet Stars. And then I think I worked for her, maybe a year, maybe not that long. And that's when I started backing away. And then when I came back, I started looking for her. Finally found her, but it's Planet Stars. I mean, it's Stars Psychic now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I put in an application, and she remembered me. And I remember doing a reading for Natalie and telling her that, that Planet Stars, Star Psychics, was going to boom. And it's gotten pretty big from where we were when I first started.
She's come a long way. So has the entire...
Oh, yes, she has.
Stars family has. James,
right.
Is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to, Mystical Waters, thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. And we are very glad that you're here on Stars and just on the radio show. It sounds like you've been here a lot longer than I have. So it's kind of for me anyway, to hear the history behind a little bit of, behind Stars. I know I've heard a little bit from Natalie, but, you know, from one of the readers. And how can you not stick with Natalie? I mean, come on. She's just great. So
she's the only one that I've ever her group is the only one that I've ever read for. What's the word? I can't even think of it. Professionally.
Oh, okay. The only network, then.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us. We are going to go ahead, and the next person that we have on the line here is Stars Priestess Candy, and Stars does a lot for Star Psychic, so look forward to hearing from her. Candy, let me know when you're on.
I'm here.
Hey, Candy. And I'll go ahead and let Cheyenne start with the questions.
Okay.
Hi, Candy.
Hi. Thanks, guys, for having me on. It's a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad you're here. Get to talk to you in person.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so as we're asking is, what was your first psychic experience or spiritual awakening, or what was it that woke you up?
You know, that's a very interesting question, and to ask me that question, I can't answer it because I have always had an open mind and the ability to just know things as long as I can remember. I can remember being very, very small, and we would be, like, I mean, 2 or 3 years old. I can remember. And we would be going someplace, and we hadn't arrived at our destination, like one of our family's house or somebody's house we knew. And on the way there, I would ask, how come you didn't tell me Robbie was going to be there or whatever? And they would look and say, well, I don't know. Robbie's not there. And then we'd get there, and he'd be there.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that. Whenever I was quite small, my mother... she knew I had gifts, but she never explained them to me, and she never told me. She just raised me in a way and helped me learn how to strengthen them without telling me anything, really. She would come to me, and she would look at me and say, have you seen my car keys? And I'd look around the room, and I'd be like, no. She'd say, no, okay. And I'd get up, and I'd start to look around. She'd say, no, sit down. Close your eyes and use your mind's eye. I would sit down. I would be real still and real quiet, close my eyes, and I would see them in a place and with my mind's eye. And with my eyes closed, I would tell her what I saw, and she would go in there where they would be.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that.
So you were born enlightened.
Yes.
I have to ask you a question, though. Did it scare your parents like it scared mine?
Say that again.
did it scare your parents?
No,
you
not at
older?
All.
Okay, that's
no.
good. That's good. That's real good. James?
I come from a long line of scares.
Good. Good.
Okay, that's good, because I think that especially now there's almost like an awakening like globally, where more and more people are intuitive and psychic, and they're coming from families that don't really understand that. So that's a really cool story that you actually have that history behind, and it actually sounded like Mystical Waters also had that history too. So that's really good. I personally did not, and it sounds like Cheyenne did not. So, well, what really drew you to like doing this? I mean, it sounds like you were doing readings for your mother when you were a child, you know, looking for her keys and such. But what really motivated you to really make this a part of your life, and you know, working in the industry or working as a professional psychic?
Okay, I never accepted any monetary exchange for anything that I did for anybody until 2008. Until 2008, I was in a mindset that I wasn't supposed to accept monetary, you know, exchange, but an exchange was supposed to be made. And I think that came from some nature-based beliefs that I had been exposed to throughout my life. But then in 2008, my guides and guardians and I had a huge fight. And they were telling me, this is what you were supposed to do. This is what you're given these gifts for, is to not just help people, but help your family as well. And I just kept fighting. And I said, okay, if that's true, show me how. Show me. And out of the blue, about a week later, a girl that I had been talking to online that I still to this day have never met in person, but we talk, we're like really good friends, you know. And she pops up. I didn't ever say anything to her about, you know, what I had been going through in my personal world with that. And she pops up and says, how much would you be willing to take for payment for a photo reading? And it blew me away. I said, okay, there's my sign. And so I joined one of the networks, and boom.
Wow, that's nice. Yeah, well, and I have learned just personally, and I don't know, Cheyenne, for me, when I started, it was exactly the same. Like, I didn't want to charge for readings. And I think that's almost one of the biggest misconceptions in terms of the industry, is that, you know, well, why are you charging for your spiritual gifts? But what I have learned, tell me if this is your experience, but I have learned that there's actually intrinsic value in exchange. When somebody pays for something, they value it at a much higher standard than they do if there's no trade at all, if there's no exchange at all. And that's one of the things Spirit really got on me. It's like, yeah, I didn't have an argument or anything, but it was really like, you know, there's value in exchange. When you provide a service, people will take that reading and they will hold on to it in a different way than if you didn't charge them for it.
Mm-hmm.
Was that kind of how your argument went?
No, not really. I was shown that the exchanges that I had been receiving that were non-monetary, that those things were bought with money to begin with, and that
sure.
The money was supposed to be monetary so that I could take care of my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how
I can remember. I've done readings for after I kind of got that insight on, you know, there's certainly value in exchange. I've done readings for a basket of peaches one time, and then I had no idea what I was going to do with the peaches, so I ended up going to a park and handed them out to everybody that was there.
That's
cool.
That's a good thing. The first 15 years, let you know, I didn't charge either candy. And
really?
I felt it was a gift, and it was meant to be used to help heal, to help people. That's the reason I was given it. And just like you, I sat down with my guides, and they said, no. You know, energy is reciprocal.
Mm-hmm.
It's constantly reciprocal. And just like with you, James, thing is, you know, even if it was a barter, there was an energy exchange.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, and it was tough for me as well. You know, like you, Candy. I mean, in the beginning, I charged $10 for a reading, and everybody else is charging $75 for a reading. But, yes, this is your talent. This is, you know, what you're doing. And you have to make a living here just like anyone else does.
Right.
But if you don't mind, James, I'd like to ask for the next question.
Absolutely.
Okay.
What kind of tools or is there anything that you use during your readings when you are reading for someone?
Yes. There are a variety of things that I use. Oh, gracious. It depends on the information being sought on what tools I use. If somebody specifically asks for a tarot reading, I will use tarot cards. I always burn a smudge stick whenever I begin. I have crystals and other gems that I have laid out around my area. I've been studying astrology and astronomy my whole life, so I incorporate that knowledge into the readings if that's, you know, necessary, like somebody wants a relationship, compatibility, whatever. I will reach out to the astronomy and the astrology world, and I will say, okay, let me take a look here, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I have books and literature on symbols of everyday things, trees, cats, mm-hmm. dogs, you know, whatever. And I've been studying dreams and nightmares since I can remember to try to understand them. And so, you know, symbology in dreams help me to help people understand what their dreams mean in their waking hours. And, I mean, there's a variety of things, yes.
Yeah. So it's a well-rounded reading. In other words, if someone comes to you, you know, depending on their needs, that's the modem that you choose.
Right, right. I mean,
okay.
There's been times, you know, whenever I will even go outside and get fresh earth.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, stuff like that.
We just brought that up. I said, well, we were talking about that particular question, like what tools do you use, if any? I said, well, you know, I mean, oftentimes I don't use tools, but so, you know, sometimes I just can go outside and grab a couple of sticks, and there we go. We've got the tools for reading.
Yeah.
So actually, yeah. I kind of like that you said that because we just mentioned that before the
yeah.
show. Like that's kind of a loaded question right there.
but it makes for a well-rounded reading, so to speak. You know, as I
yeah.
said, you know, if a client comes to you, depending on the information, depending on the energy and so forth, you have these different modems available to you that you have knowledge of that you're able to do the reading for that person, that client.
Yes.
What's the most common one, Candy, that you think that you use personally?
Oh.
Tool.
That is a very good question. The most common... I don't know. I use so many different ones so often. It's like, oh my goodness.
What's your favorite then?
My favorite is me. I become an open vessel of communication between guides and guardians and between those in the beyond. And
the channeling
my favorite tool would be myself and my innate gifts. Because sometimes I do, when I use the different tools like the tarot cards or the astrology and the astronomy information that I have and, you know, stuff like that, sometimes I do question that. And it's not that I'm questioning the tools. I'm questioning if I am reading it right. But if I trust my own innate instincts and my own innate abilities, I'm sure, if that makes any sense.
Yeah,
sure.
It makes sense. Well, it's back to you, Jane. What would you like to ask?
Oh, right. And then, of course, our final question is, how did you find STARS? What brought you to the STARS Network?
I was online, and I was doing a random web search for one of my clients who is not a psychic It has nothing to do with psychics and nothing whatsoever, because I do marketing for a variety of different clients. This guy owned a tattoo and a piercing parlor and an auto upholstery shop, and I was doing random searches for his businesses for different keywords to see where he was in the search engines, and all of a sudden, Star Psychics comes up on the first page of this search, and I said, what is this? This has nothing to do with what I'm looking for. And I popped on it, and I started looking at it, and I saw Natalie's picture there on the top, and I said, whoa. And it just, I don't know, I just got this overwhelming feeling and overwhelming welcome immediately. And I had to contact Natalie and say, I want to be with you.
Cool. How long have you been on Stars?
December 2011 or
12. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, everybody that we're interviewing makes me feel like the new guy. That's all right.
Well,
I don't mind being
the new guy. You feel really young? Natalie, what was it, 1999, 2000?
Oh, my. Okay,
oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
I was 19 and was not thinking anything.
Planet Star started in 1998.
Okay.
And so I would have to say probably Cheyenne 98, 99, because it took me a little while. It started like in January of that year. So I would have to say 98 or 99, yeah.
So the lady is supposed to be doing this, folks?
I think so, yeah.
Well, Katie, well, I appreciate you being on, and I think it was very nice getting to talk to you and find out more about your gifts and your talents and stuff. And I appreciate you being on tonight and answering the questions for us.
Absolutely.
Oh,
and thank you for everything else that you do.
Yeah. Well, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. I love putting you guys out there. I love making sure you guys that are active on the site make, you know, get your exposure, because, you know, it's like we're family, and that's what families do.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome, and it's wonderful, and you guys, you know, with the show.
Thank you. All right, I am quite excited about the next person on, because it is another male. It's Star Zinnius, and I'm just glad that there's another guy on here. I mean, that really makes me happy.
Are you feeling overwhelmed?
You know what? I love all of the ladies that I get to talk to once a week, but I don't know. I'm really happy about this interview. I just have to say that.
Well, Anas, you should feel greatly appreciated.
Anas, are you on the line with us?
Yes, I am, James. How are you? And how's my friends out there, all the hosts and all the guests in the chat room? Nice to see everybody turn out tonight. We got quite a little thing going in the chat room, it looks like. And I was so delighted to have Natalie ask me to be on.
Well, we're grateful that you're on, too. I am really glad that there's another guy on the line tonight. I love the ladies that I talk to, but when I found out that we'd be interviewing a guy, I was like, all right, this is about time.
I think that we as men in this field certainly have something to bring to the table.
Yeah.
That's a good thing. You know, we can share our masculine energies and, you know, how we divine and how we work with our tools and such, and how we
it brings
about
balance to too.
It brings a lot of balance.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. You can go, well, James, because you're so excited.
I will start. Yeah. So, Star Zinnius, what was your first psychic experience? Like, when did you kind of start getting into this field, or not necessarily this field, but really, you know, personally, when was your awakening? I guess.
Well, you know, my grandmother had an old German boss. She owned, or she was the manager of Grant's, which is way back in the day. I don't know how many people remember Grant's department store, but she was the manager there, and she was very mystical. And she had, we would go to her house, and she had cards and books and things around, and I would pick up the decks, and I just felt very in tune with them, like, oh, there's something here. And I would put them down because I'm sure you all remember growing up, we all went in directions to learn about ourselves and experimented with different things, but I was always drawn back to the tarot. And it just started coming to me harder and harder, and it was like, read these cards. And I started looking at the cards, and I saw things in them. And I started feeling things. Like, I think Candy spoke about just feeling others' energies. Was it Candy or Mystical? And just being able to tell things about people. And it just grew from there. And it's been a blessing and a curse at times. I'm sure we can all relate to that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it sometimes can be a difficult gift to harness. And I use the tarot, mostly. I use runes occasionally. And I do crystal ball gazing.
Very nice.
And occasionally the spirit board.
That's good. Well, let me ask you, put it this way. When did you realize that you had the gift to the point where you were ready to bring it into the public, into the psychic industry, the business itself?
Okay, well, you know, I can answer that. When I was in high school, I was always odd man out. Okay, I wasn't into the dating scene and the partying scene, but I knew I had this gift, and I started to express it at that time. I did quite well with it. You know, people certainly appreciate it, right, for a heads up.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say I realized it probably in junior high, and I developed it from there.
Good. So you worked on it. You actually drawn to it strong enough to where you honed it. You just worked on it.
Yeah, you're right. It built up in me, and it built up in it with me, and then I started to be able to express it through the tarot cards. And we've all talked about intuition, and I think all of us have that intuition, and I think it's very important. And
right.
I believe that using the tarot cards, using the globe, using runes, whatever, certainly amplifies meaning and helps us understand what exactly it is that we're seeing.
Right. One connects to the other, so to speak. One shows you one aspect, and then the other will show you a different aspect or how it ties in.
Right. Let's just examine a situation.
Okay. Jane, did you like that?
Yeah, I guess my question would be, like, you know, if I were to go get a reading with you, what would a typical... there's no such thing as a typical. I mean, we're all in this industry. We all know there's no such thing as a typical. But what would be, I would say, I guess, the most common type of reading that you would do? I mean, it sounds like you're very very much so into tarot cards and such. But what, you know, if I were to just be the average client, what would I expect in getting a reading from you?
Generally, my clients are by the hour. You would expect to, I certainly would expose things that maybe you weren't looking at. I would certainly give you options that appear to be available in any given situation. And my clients generally receive comfort from me. I'm very conversational, but I don't pull any punches. You know, you're going to get what you asked for. And, you know, my clients always have my blessing upon them. And I enjoy working in this field. I don't know. I'm never going to be another Kreskin or a millionaire, but it certainly is an enjoyable field to be in.
But it's where
it's rewarding. I think it's rewarding.
It is a very rewarding feeling. It's nice to help people along. It's nice to have those folks come back and, you know, just say, hey, you know what, I really needed to hear that word that you gave me.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my clients, I love my clients. I love my clients.
Yeah, I don't know about you or James, but it's like I've been doing this my whole life, and every client that comes, on some level, it's like I feel a tie to them. A relationship with them. And like you said, it's nice when they come back, you know, and they give you that confirmation that, you know, yeah, thank you. I needed that. That was exactly what I needed.
I think we tie in with all our clients, actually, you know, the folks that happen to pick us as, and it's always a pleasure, correct? It's always an honor
always.
To read for somebody.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when they happen to pick you, I think we just tie into that.
Exactly.
I think we tie into that.
James, do you have any more questions before I ask a question?
You can go ahead.
Okay, thanks.
I'm James. I love James. James is all right. James is very laid back.
Thank you. Yes. I'm the right space, right? Everything is good, guy.
Yeah. You know, and I certainly, James,
you
I certainly can appreciate.
He got his cheese stick.
Well, James seems to always just be able to find that space that he's comfortable in, and that's a wonderful thing.
I'm glad. You know what? It's taken me a long time in my life to learn that, to find that space, so I am glad that it's recognizable. Because that's actually just as important, too. So,
oh, yes.
And it keeps you from drain.
You've got to be comfortable and love what you're doing. That's just the thing, you know? But I would like to ask, how did you hear or how did you find Planet or Star Psychics?
Well, you know, I was online and I was using Facebook, and I came across another reader, and I said, hey, you know what? I talked to her a little bit about stars. I'd been disillusioned by being, I had worked on some phone lines, and I really, oh gosh, and I did video at one time, please. I really
I feel you, man. I feel you on that one.
Oh, I swear that's just, you know, they're pimping you out there. And I didn't like, I felt somewhat abused.
Yeah,
exactly.
Me too.
My talent was abused, and people were taking me for granted and just trying to make a buck off of me. And I found Natalie. Hey, Natalie, on Planet Stars, and I began working for her. And I love the environment. I love the way she professionally runs her site. And I just love
oh,
the way
you're
she deals
you guys
with
are
us.
So kind. I'm listening
well,
to all this.
Well, but
I
it's
just,
true.
It's
true.
A family.
Well,
it's a
it's
family.
True.
Yeah, it is true. You know, I'm listening to how everybody got started, and it's amazing. I mean, usually I find out when I do the interview, but Aeneas, you've been with me a while now, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been with you for a while now, yeah. And I've always appreciated the fact that you were right there at my fingertips.
Yeah.
I wasn't dealing with a large company that ran, you know, anything from psychic hotlines, and of course they run porn lines and everything else, and they really didn't care about me as a reader. I was just a dollar sign.
Right.
And Natalie just has blessed me, and it's been a great working relationship with her. And all of you stars. I love all the stars.
Thank you. That's really sweet.
You're very welcome.
Well, I, for one, have enjoyed having the other male on.
Me
and
too. And I just want to extend an invitation. If you ever feel like you want to do a show with us, I am sure if you contact Natalie, I'm sure that there will be a thumbs up on that one. So.
Sure. I do not be overwhelmed easily.
I'll certainly consider it.
But
let's adjust the balance of power here. No, I'm just kidding.
I love coming on Monday nights and listening to everybody. I like the clients that come into the rooms, you know, and share with us, and we do a little bit of on-the-side reading for them, and I enjoy that. And, you know, it's just this has been just such a wonderful experience for me.
I appreciate you being here, and I do appreciate the energy that you carry.
Mm-hmm. I try to carry a great energy. It's not always possible, as we all know, but I try to carry a good energy.
Well, thank you so much for being on and just being a willing participant. And I've, you know, it was very insightful, just some of the things that you shared, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, I hope so. I always hope that when I share with people, they pick up maybe something that they can use, or they can say, oh, yeah, that's happened to me. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly. Who do we have? I think
next,
we have our final person. Who do we have next?
We have Stars Red Hawk.
All right.
Hey, I'm here.
Yay!
Yes.
How are
Diane,
you?
Diane, I'll let you go ahead and take the lead on this one.
Thank you. How are you, Red Hop?
Oh, I'm fine. Over here shaking like a leaf for I don't know what, but I'm ready to do this. Let's just get it over.
I promise you, we don't have any wands that we're going to curse you with, and we do not bite. So with that,
it's painless.
I'm sitting here blessing you with my wand, by the way, but, you know, no curses, just blessings.
Yeah, we don't beat up on our family, okay? And now, if somebody comes to me, I'll say, no, I shouldn't say that. But let me ask you, what was your first psychic experience, or when did you have your spiritual awakening?
Okay, wow. Okay, I'm 47 now. I'll just say this. As a child, I remember having vivid dreams. I'm a dreamer. And as I got older, it's like I started noticing that my dreams, some of them actually came true. So
you had prophetic dreams.
Yes, so thus me calling myself a prophet these days, more so than a psychic, you know what I'm saying?
And
I will say this, I'm going to put this out there. I literally despise the word psychic because it totally puts you in a space where people want to judge you. Okay, if you're such a psychic, you know.
Right.
And I've had people say, oh, you're psychic. Well, tell me the lottery numbers. And I'm like, wow, if I knew the lottery numbers, I wouldn't be, you know. So it just,
I'll give you a cure for that one. When somebody says that to you, you know what? You say, I am not a fortune teller.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a fortune teller, I don't do that.
Right, exactly. So thanks for that tip, because I'm definitely going to use it. But I am a dreamer. I am a prophetess, and that was as early as childhood. In my adult life, searching for online work, I've been at home for 10 years now, you know, at home mom, always looking for the next thing. And as you can see, I don't have a problem talking. My words may get, you know, mixed up, but I don't have a problem talking. So I'm looking for ways where I can use this big old mouth online. And so that brought me to broadcasting. And so by me looking for broadcasting opportunities, I saw video. And so that brought me to video broadcasting on psychic sites, and that's how I matured. I'll put it that way.
Do you still do that? Oh, I'm sorry. I think we're talking over each other, Cheyenne.
I'm curious because
I hate the video. I did the video, and I was like, "Well, I do not like this."
What I wanted to say was, so it started when you were younger.
Yes.
And it just grew. As you matured.
But I was still not aware that I was special.
Uh-huh. Well, when did you first realize that you had your gifts then, like that you were special?
After I joined a few psychic communities, you know, I went on there as an advisor. I'm a life advisor, an empowerment coach, a motivator. You know, that's what I do. But I joined these psychic communities, and as I took people private, you know, it's like my gifts kind of like sprung out of me, and I'm still in awe each time I do something because it's nothing that I control.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it wasn't until I found my way into the community that, you know, that I awakened, so to speak.
Okay. James, I will now give it to you.
thank you. I think that you kind of were answering the question on what drew you to the psychic industry. It's kind of, you saw
your
skill set. Oh,
wow, really? See that? That's a part of the gift, too. I just, you know, I didn't even, just went right on in there. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I mean, that's really what you saw was a skill set. But, but I guess, you know, I guess we can go ahead. I think you've already answered that question, unless you have more to add about the industry itself. I mean, like, what drew you to the industry? We'll move on to the next question. We'll move on to the next question. Okay. What kind of tools do you use, or do you use any tools in a session with you? What does a session look like?
Okay, when I first started, as I said, I'm very raw and, you know, just on there, just trying to see what I'm supposed to be doing on the psychic sites, you know what I'm saying? And so I didn't use tools. I just talked and, you know, did my do. But people wanted cards and, you know, will you pull a card for me? Will you pull a card for me? I'm like, no, I don't need no cards. I just use my natural gift, whatever, whatever. But as time went on, I'm like, let me see what's up with these cards. And see, the whole industry, I was raised Christian and, you know, the world of psychics, that's the devil and this, that, and the other. So I did not want to play with any of the quote-unquote tools of the devil. So I kind of held off as long as I could, but it's like I was drawn to the cards. And so I bought my first set of cards, had to have the word angel in there because, I mean, I don't want to play with the devil, so let me get these angel cards. Maybe that'll save me. And totally hooked. I have 4 decks of tarot angel cards, daily guidance from the angels, indigo angel cards, just angels all over the place. So I use the...
Are they Doreen Virtue?
Yes, they are.
I love me some Doreen Virtue.
I love it. Yeah. When I first came out, I bought those.
They are the bomb, too. I mean, I didn't even know how to use them, but they obviously knew how to use me.
Yes, yes. Well, Spirit knows how to use us. That's
yes, right.
Yes, Spirit does.
Yep.
So I use those. I use the cards, and I also use a pendulum that I affectionately called Little Rosie, and she's actually graduated to Miss Rosie because she's so accurate. I had to give her a grown-up title.
So you do scrying as well?
Pardon me?
You do scrying as well?
Okay. You're using terms that I'm not familiar with because
okay.
I don't want to use the word learned, but I'm not a studied anything.
Right,
everything
right.
I do is just really just raw. I'm just breezing it.
Mm-hmm. So you have several different things, and you do use a pendulum.
I do use a pendulum. Mm-hmm. I did buy a crystal ball, which I don't use because I heard that if you don't use it properly, you could let negative stuff through. And so I just use that as a display. But, yes, yeah, she has a name, too, but I don't use her.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, James, is there anything else?
No, you can go ahead with the last question.
Okay, I'd like to ask you what drew you to Star Psychics? How did you find Star Psychics?
Well, actually, I feel like Star Psychics found me. I'm always surfing the net, and I consider myself a star. So one day I'm surfing the net, and I'm always looking for new places to work. I'm all over the internet. And so I'm just typing in, you know, work as a psychic, work as an advisor, and Stars comes up. So I apply, and it was just so beautiful because I actually got to talk to the owner who hand selects her people, okay,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just, you know, signing up on a site and, you know, as someone said, being used and abused.
Right.
Natalie sat down, I think we talked for like an hour and a half, and before we were off of that phone, she had already set up my account. So I just feel like Stars found me as opposed to me finding it. I think it was a divine
right.
connection.
Yes, I believe things happen that way too.
Yeah.
But, no, I think you did great. I'm glad you're on the Stars family list. I've enjoyed having you and hearing what all you do. I think it's always interesting to find out what other people that are like us do.
Mm-hmm.
I always find it interesting when somebody shares their experiences because
yes.
I always end up finding a commonality, a tie, excuse me, that runs through all of them that ties them together. So
yes.
I appreciate you being on, and I thank you very much. And James?
Yes, I thank you, too. Yes, and I appreciate, and actually all 4 of our guests, I really appreciate you coming on. And I'm actually really grateful that we have a little bit of extra time because I am going to put Cheyenne on the spot, and I want to ask her these questions.
Did you talk to Natalie about this?
Oh, no,
no,
we have not discussed this at all.
He did not. but he's,
you know,
he's running it. Go ahead.
You know what?
Away.
You are welcome to say I don't want to answer those questions.
No, it's
you don't
fine.
Want
go
to.
Ahead. He's
okay.
A control freak. Go ahead.
Well, we have a little extra time. I mean, I'm
it's
looking
okay.
at the clock.
It's
I'm
okay,
like,
honey,
oh,
honey. Calm,
this is
calm
perfect.
Down,
okay.
Down. It's okay.
Okay. So, Cheyenne, what was your first psychic experience?
I was 4 years old, and I went to a Cherokee fire walk.
Okay. What happened? What was that like?
Well, my grandfather was Cherokee, and even by the age of four, I was doing things that came naturally to me. Which only my grandfather understood. The rest of my family is pretty much, they're not healers, they're not, you know, open to those different channels, but my grandfather was. And with all of the things that I do and did it as a child, he knew exactly what was going on with me. So really I was fortunate enough to have him, the time that I got to spend with him, because he kind of walked me through things. Up until I was 10 years old, you know, my parents just thought, my dad was scared to death of me. I mean, totally scared to death of me. My mother came from a very strict religious background. So it was very difficult trying to balance me in between all this other stuff that was going on around me. The only sanity and center that I had was the Native American side, you know, the upbringing.
That's very cool. What drew you to the psychic industry? Like, what caused you to come in and actually do this professionally?
Well, I can actually remember the exact thing. When we were in Atlanta, and I, as I said, I've been doing it. My parents thought I was weird, but we lived in a small little town in Atlanta, and a little local newspaper caught wind of me and ended up writing a little article on me. And then all of a sudden, you know, my relatives were like, huh? My parents always tried to hide it, with the exception of my grandparents. So I started doing readings for them, and then they had friends, and I started doing readings for them. And as I said, for the first 15 years, I started doing it for the public at the age of 12. And for the first 15 years, I ended up not charging, not, you know, doing anything like that professionally, so to speak. And as I kept doing it, I had all these people coming to me saying, you know, you should be having this as a business. You should be charging for this. You should be doing this because I love doing it. This is what, you can ask Natalie, this is how I breathe, literally. If I don't get to do readings, if I do not get to live my spirituality, I suffocate. Mm-hmm. So I kept, you know, listening and hearing this. And one person that I very, very much respect, and he's an ASEAN, and he told me, he said, you know, you have to make a living in the physical world as much as you do anywhere else.
Right. Absolutely. Amen.
So, yeah.
Preach it.
So, like I said, all of a sudden, you know, I was charging $10 for a reading, and everybody else was charging $75 and up, and I'm like, huh? You know? But as I was always comfortable with it from the time I was four. I've just always been comfortable with it. But I did. I started making it a part-time job, so to speak. I kept a physical job, but then I did it part-time. And then I ended up leaving, you know, the mundane job, and this is what I've done for the majority of my life.
I like that. And I'm actually really excited about the next question because I honestly, as much as we have chatted, we've chatted on all these different subjects, I have absolutely no idea how you do your readings. So what do you use any tools, and if so, what are they?
Okay. Now I feel like red hot. I feel like everybody else now. Okay, let me explain. I personally have never had to use any tools. None. I have always been an open channel. I've never closed the door. I've been an empath, an intuitive. You can go down the line. It's just been automatic. That's the only way I can say it. Now, don't get me wrong. I own 32 decks of cards. I love cards. In a past life, I had in England a card parlor for women. But I love cards, and I adore my crystals. I've done healing, and I've been, oh boy, I have a crystal shop, put it that way, and it's been that way my whole life, and I have certain very particular pieces. I've been able to open and read crystals that other people that do it have not been able to, put it that way. But I've always been an open channel. I mean, I've done runes. I have my runes. I have my different energies I call on. There's many, many different cultures, many, many different societies that I have a representation, a representative of. Just to turn around real quick, tell you what's right behind me. I've got Buddha on the top, and then I have Kuan Yin, and then I have my dragons, and then I have Bast, and then I have a scarab, and then I have an owl. And in between are all my crystals and everything. I have drawn everything that I have learned during the course of my life, and I am not a book school person. These are things that just have always come to me. I hold 28 certificates. There were just things that came to me, and I've always accepted them. They just felt natural. So there's not one particular thing. You know, if I'm doing a reading for someone, say, for instance, they show an interest in crystals, or they show a certain energy. Say somebody carries an Egyptian energy. I'll call in those energies. Or I'll pick up a certain crystal that has a certain configuration to work with that person. But I don't necessarily have to have anything with me except for a candle. If I don't have a candle, and if there is not, there's always a candle lit in my place. If the candle goes out, even during the night, I will wake up suffocating because the candle went out. So I always have a candle. But outside of that, I don't really need anything to read them. I read energy signatures.
Yeah.
And I don't know a whole bunch of people that read energy signatures. But that's what I've always done. I don't see people in a third-dimensional body. I see what's inside of you, and it's all in different colors. So, yeah, I don't have to have anything necessarily.
Very cool. And I was actually really glad that I got the answer to that, because I've actually thought about that even before this show. So, and then how did you find STARS? Like, what brought you to the STARS Network?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, Natalie, I got to remember. Let's see, I was in Aztec, New Mexico. And believe it or not, back then, computers had just really started coming out, so to speak. You know what I mean? And I'd gotten put together, I had built this computer, and it's a fairly expensive computer, and I didn't know anything about it, so I learned the computer and everything, and I used to go in, on AOL, they have these different chat rooms that you can go in and talk with other people, you know, different categories of things. And so I would go into either the healer's room, or reader's room, you know, people that were talking about spirituality and spirituality rooms, per se, and I ended up doing readings for these people. Mm-hmm. And to this day, believe it or not, there's one of them that still comes to me, and it's been now right at 31 years.
Oh, wow.
And the thing is that I got on there, and she said, you gotta go to this site that I know about. And I said, what site? Because another friend of mine, who is also an excellent tarot reader, and she's also a scryer, she had referred me to another company to work on the phone. Well, I turned that down cold flat, and I had been tested twice, once here and once in the UK, as far as my abilities. And so Elizabeth had referred me. And I went ahead and went into a room that she told me about, did a reading for another woman that goes in the same room she did. She said, we got to go to this site. She said, because I've been there and they do free readings. And she says, you should be doing free readings. Well, so I went ahead and went to the site, and then it was planetstars.com. oh, boy. AOL. And I met Natalie. Let's see. I called her on the phone. I just looked at the site. I just went to the site real quick and looked at what all was up there. And one of my guides, one of my ascended master guides, kept saying, call her, call her, call her. So I went ahead and called her. And this is when we used to talk about the tennis courts, Natalie. But
yep.
I did. I think we were on the phone for about 2.5 hours. And
yeah.
I had never worked for a company, was never told to work for a company. In fact, my guides kept me away from companies.
Mm-hmm.
But I was pulled to call Natalie, and we were on the phone for about 2.5 hours, and by the time I hung up, by the next day, I just started on Planet Star.
Wow. Very cool. Well, that is, I'm glad I got to ask those questions, because these are things that, you know, we talk just about every week, and I had no idea. So,
yeah.
Natalie, I'm going to go ahead and pass it back on to you. This has been a delightful show, and thank you, Cheyenne, so much for being a willing participant as much as one of the interviewers.
No problem.
Yeah,
Natalie,
you got to be on my end listening, because, you know, I always get to hear everybody's voice, and you don't. And I'm seeing in the room, everybody's happy. I get to hear everybody. We know what they sound like, you know, other than, you know, the other ones that came on. And we have to do this again down the road. And
oh, this is
of
a
course,
lot of
now I know Aeneas, and I know, of course, Candy Wood and Mystical Waters would join us. And the Hawk, of course, I like to call her the Hawk because I think that's the cutest thing. I've told them all now in the room. Now you realize that you're going to have to do a topic with us because, see, now it's not that bad. It's really simple to do, and I'm enjoying this. I think everybody's been having fun, and I love to hear all of you laugh. James, you have laughed so much on the show and had so much fun, I could tell. And we'll get Aeneas back on, and he's listening, I know, and he would love to do, he'll do, I'll just say, his name is David. David, you need to be there. Okay. That's what he would say to me.
You would have a fun conversation about tarot cards with David. Go ahead,
Chad. Oh, yeah.
What's up?
Yeah.
I said that way that James won't feel overwhelmed.
I'm
surrounded by the women
overwhelmed
all the time, I swear. I swear. You know, I have, there are other gentlemen on the site. We have Stars Garrett. He actually did a radio show. He's got, I'm going to try to get him on. And we have some others on the site. I have some other gentlemen on the site, but they're from other countries, so they really can't participate in this, and they really have great voices. But this has been enlightening and fun, and everybody in the room, because I'm seeing what everybody's typing in, they're all enjoying this. Yeah, Aeneas said, hi, Nat. Yes, I'm always around. Oh, yes, I know.
I hope they enjoy the regular shows, too. You know,
I'm sure they do. Oh, they do. They do. They do. And, you know, I think it's important that we do things like that, that all of you can kind of interact with each other. I just think it's just a big thing. And I'm really glad that it came to me to do that. And the reason we did it is because we were kind of deciding upon topics. And I think James has got some, and I know Dragon Spirit's got some she sent to me, and I'll send them to you, James. And Farrah Ann, Stars Farrah Ann, she's listening. She said, can I send some topic suggestions? Absolutely, everybody can. Because the show is really based upon all of you, and it's just real. I'm just sitting here, and I'm so excited about it. I knew this would be fun, though, see? I knew all the personalities would have fun and be laughing and realize that, you know, this is not so hard. Even the Hawk didn't find it that hard because she does radio. She knows it. But when you're new to something, it's always scary. Remember, it's just like having a new job. It's the worst thing in the world to have a new job and be the only new one. Oh, my gosh. If you can imagine me, the one who talks a lot, being nervous on a job, when I had to start a big tennis club, work there, I mean, I thought, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? But it took me 5 days of training at the desk, and then I went to be assistant director. I moved that quick because the owner saw that, oh, no, this lady doesn't need to be behind a desk, and that was true. And, you know, I think this is just wonderful. And so anyways, I think we can kind of wrap it up. I don't know, James and Cheyenne, if you want to say anything else, you're welcome to. It's up to you guys.
Well, I'm, next time, Cheyenne, you get to put me on the spot. How's that?
There you go. That's
it doesn't bother me. I've been all over the world, and I've been put on the spot so many times. That's why I was trying to tell Red Hop, don't just relax. Because, you know, I have always remained open to everything. And if there's an experience that I have that I could share with somebody else, you know, to help them along the way, then great. But like I said, I've traveled everywhere. I've learned a lot of things, and I've known a lot of things.
Oh, somebody wants you to interview me, but I think everybody knows about me enough that you know.
I think that would be fun, Natalie.
Anytime you want to do that at the beginning. Yeah.
I would think of interview questions about things that I don't know about you. So.
Oh, that would be fun.
I appreciate.
Some might appreciate that. I mean, everybody hears my story, but, you know, James, you might have unique questions that nobody's ever really asked me. What do they ask? Somebody said to me, well, now I have to do a reading for you, and you've told me all about yourself. But in telling about myself, it's really about Planet Stars and Stars and Mystic Living Today. And if everybody would go, look, check out planetstars.com. That's the original site. It's all been redone, and it's the portal to everything that I own. And now Tony's working on classifieds for Mystic Living Today, and we're changing the blog the way that's going to look. He told me it's going to be cool. He got me this morning and said, wait till you see this. So I said, so long as I can add my little pictures, I'm a happy lady, because I love to do pictures on the site. You know, I love JPEGs. That's what I love. But someday we can do that, James. And anyways, I've enjoyed this, and I know everybody else has, and they're all kind of talking and chatting in the room, and this is good. Everybody sounded wonderful. I'm very impressed, and it was a good show. Maybe once a month or something, we can do this, James. You know, what do you think?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about it.
Because what's going to happen now is maybe people are going to start volunteering. You can interview me. You can interview me. You know, but it's kind of nice. Yeah, it's kind of nice to get out there and let everybody in the chat room listen to you. And, of course, I played the Psychic Radio ad. That's the ad that I had made. That's on a lot of radio stations. And we are about to get on something called Arabella. That's a magazine that's online and in print. And it's really huge. One of the guys that does some work for me, he found in this lady one. And it's a nice spread. We've got our banner. Oh, it's really, really nice. So that should be really interesting. And we've got a lot of marketing things in the wind here. It just takes time. And so everybody just needs to log on when they know that they should be on, and realize that it's going to be, you know, the more you're on, the more you're on. And people start to recognize you, that you are on and available and regular. Of course, everybody that's in the room, and everybody's always on. I don't ever have to say that. But sometimes people will say, you know, I really don't get too many readings. Well, first of all, you have to connect with Candy. You have to let her know that you want to be featured. And we will have the ability to do featured readers on the site, because we're going to redesign it so that it will go with an iPad. I always like to throw in a hot pad, but that's just funny. An iPad and a smartphone and all that other stuff, you know, because I call them doodads. And Tony laughs, but it will be redesigned so it'll fit anything, a PC, a laptop, your cell phone, and it'll have an app for phone so that people can get into the room, but sometimes it's a little bit difficult because you can't really see the chat room like you should be able to see it on your phone. Well, that's all going to be changed, and the guy's working on it right now. Same color scheme and everything, except that yours truly here is going to have more room, and I can feature, and I can do this, and so that's what I really want to do, is I want to grandstand all of you, so to speak, and put you out there, and so it's going to be fun. There's a lot of good things coming down the pike, I guess they say. So we just got to hang in there. And I'm so grateful for all of you, and thank you, thank you. And I have to thank everybody in the chat room. We have, of course, Stars and Eos is in there. We have some guests. We have Farrah Ann. We have, of course, Candy, Mystical Waters, and The Hawk. And I think it's going to be fun. Candy is asking me to play Love Audio on the way out. But, Candy, I have no idea where it is. in the scheme of things here. See, she puts things in here, and I don't even know. So let me look. Let me look here. Let me look. Bear with me. Oh, yes. Let me see. I don't know. No, I don't see it. I don't know where it is. So we'll have to discuss this for the next time. But anyways, it's been fun, everybody. And you know how much I love all of you, a whole lot. And I'm so proud. You have no idea. Probably the proudest lady in the world because I have the very best on the Internet. And James, thank you for always kind of, I mean, I wouldn't say running it, but be the lead. And Dragon Spirit, of course, always. I've known you forever and ever and ever. And Candy, and everybody. It's a nice, nice mix that I have. And please come next week again. We're going to have a great topic. And I'll be asking some of you now to join us, and I'm going to get with James and Dragon Spirit. We have a lot of ideas, and we'll see what's going to happen. But everybody have a great night, okay? And we will see everybody next week. And just know that Natalie loves all of you very, very much. So see you next week, and have a good evening. Bye-bye.
Night. Love you.
Good night. Bye-bye.
Love you. Love you more.